Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus. This is number 46 in our devotional series through the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 19, as we ask, what kind of life pleases God? Here's Luke 21, verses 3 and 4. And he said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." Again, that's Luke 21, verses 3 and 4 in the ESV. What kind of life pleases God? Is it a life of service, of sacrifice, of heroism, of fame and great accomplishment? Well, the widow who gave her last two copper coins didn't gain anyone's attention other than Jesus, who saw her gift and made sure his disciples saw it too. The key to her gift was not its size, but her faith. She put in all she had to live on. Later in the passage, when Jesus warns of coming persecution, he tells his disciples, "This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it, therefore, in your minds, not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict." Jesus did not want his disciples depending upon their own wisdom and eloquence. He wanted them to trust him to provide them with the wisdom and words they would need. The common element between the poor widow and Jesus' instructions for the persecuted disciple is faith. The life that pleases God is a life of faith. Faith, as Jesus commends it and describes it here, is the opposite of self-reliance. We are used to praising and honoring self-made and self-reliant men, but no man ever made himself anything. And God is pleased with those who know this and who depend on him and not on themselves. We can be tempted to rely on almost anything other than God: our money, our wisdom, our freedoms, our family, our skill, our connections. All of these blessings are given to us by God, and while we should be thankful for all of them, we should not find our identity, our security, our comfort, or our fulfillment in any of them. God alone should be our hope and our trust. He is the giver of every good and perfect gift, and he is the keeper of his children. A life of faith pleases God because it honors God for who he is and never seeks to put anyone or anything else in his place. God is pleased with a life of faith because it glorifies him, and it is best for us. When we depend on him alone, he gets the glory, and we get the real security our hearts need in him alone.